Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And that is Matima Moremi. The title of the song is Yahweh. And if you want to hear it much closer to you, do remember that Radio Pulpit is now closer to you than ever before. And our new and improved Radio Pulpit app is here with a fresh new look and exciting features. Listen to us live, catch us on or catch up on the podcast that we've had, and stay updated with the latest news and events all in one place. Remove the old one, remove your old app from your phone and download the new look Radio Pulpit app today from the Google Play Store and Apple Store. And do remember that we are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. So family, the fourth You Matter Walk 2025 will be held on Saturday the 13th of September 2025 at the Big Red Barn. And the Big Red Barn is conveniently located south of Irene and east of Midstream on the M18. And the You Matter Walk team say their hearts are to send the message to the world that you matter. And I'm honored to talk to Chrisia Ace right now from You Matter Walk. Hi, Chrisia. How are you, my queen?
Hi, Sibongile. Very nice and you. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and chat to you again and on a stunning program like Heart to Heart.
Much appreciated. It is awesome. Before I say hello to you, before we continue with you, Chrisia, let me say hello to Edith Simpson, greeting us from Northern Ireland. And yeah, she says with exclamation marks, from Northern Ireland. Hello to Edith.
So cool.
That is like really awesome. Thank you so much for choosing us as your number one radio station. Let's talk about You Matter Walk first. Somebody's hearing about it for the first time. Exactly, who is You Matter?
So You Matter Walk was born in the hearts of three women. It's myself, Carla, and Ilse. All of us unfortunately lost somebody to suicide, and that hurt that we experienced and the heartache because we lost loved ones to suicide. And the trouble that we went through, challenges to try to find help or try to find groups that can support us, actually guided us to say, we have to do something to make it easier for people that struggle with depression or people that struggle with suicide and loss to have a place where they can come together and get more information. So we're trying to get that heartache to turn into hope that we can help other people. And as I always say, if we can even help one person to get help before he or she thinks of the act of suicide, that's what You Matter is about. It's that affirmation to say, you matter.
So it's for somebody who's going through the thoughts and somebody of like taking their lives and all, and for somebody who has experienced losing a loved one to suicide?
That's correct, Irungile. It's actually for everybody because we all sometimes go through troubling times.
Right.
And although we know we must turn to God, it's also sometimes He always said, where two or more are together in my name, we pray together, we're better. And this is an opportunity to come together and together support each other and find resources and help for everyone.
It has been a worrying thing lately, watching what's happening in South Africa, especially with our young men taking their lives and also taking lives of their loved ones. Is it something that is a growing trend now in South Africa, or what's happening as you're looking out there, as You Matter Walk? Yeah.
So sorry that I jumped in there.
No, it's fine.
It's actually so sad. In the rest of the world, the suicide numbers are decreasing, but in South Africa so far, it's increasing. And there's two groups that are really having a major impact, and it's young people between the age of 15 and 29.
Sure.
And it's increasing at a fast pace. And I can't believe at the moment in South Africa, suicide is the second cause of death for that young group. Now, you can imagine that's really sad. And it tells us we have to do more to enable our young people to have that heart-to-heart conversation, to talk to somebody, to be willing to say they need help. And the second group is men above 55. And unfortunately, due to all the insurance companies and stuff and medical aids, it looks like it's gone up by about 54 or 64% in that group, which is a very high number, Sedengile. So it tells you we're not talking enough about being okay if you're not okay and reaching out and asking for help. It's really sad for me that it's having that major impact on our people.
Sure, but what are the reasons when we're looking into South Africa? What are some of the major reasons that...
So, a lot of the major reasons are losing jobs, financial difficulties, family circumstances, really struggling to get a consistent income and stuff. And then I think it's also not the access to help at a no cost. That's a major thing. And there are organizations that are trying to address that, but I don't think there's enough of that around.
How can we get involved? Because sometimes these people, they are family members and they do talk to us. They are our friends and they do talk to us. Maybe they said something that we could have picked up and helped, offered help one way or another. How can we get involved and really be of good help in such situations?
So just asking that question, how we can be involved, is already the right question, Sedengile, because we must get involved. We must be there for one another. We must be open to have the conversation and also know where to refer them to, because unfortunately none of us are registered psychologists and everything else. But if we can help them and say, here's a helpline, phone them, or let me walk with you and let's talk about this, and you might know something where you can share. And that's the whole idea about you, Matt, also, is to try to give information to everyone. That if your family member reach out and say, Sedengile, I'm really struggling, that you can phone up and say, I need help. Where can you guide me to? Or what can you help me with? Or what can you do? And that's the critical part of this, is you want to make sure people are empowered with knowledge to also support one another. But just be there is 50% of the time, or 80%, it's just being there for somebody when they go through a tough time.
Yeah. So when we're looking at the reasons for the 55-year-old men and all that, I think they should be different from the 15-year-old to the 25, between the 15. When we're looking at that young age, what could be the reasons? Is it school related, relationships related? What could lead such a young person to think about taking their lives when there's so much to live for?
So, I'm not an expert in this, but if you go and read the research that's been done so far, they say a lot of this pressure on the youngsters to always perform, to be better. Yeah. Hearing in our country how many people are unemployed, so they don't always have the hope for the future. It's often bullying and cyberbullying that have an influence on this. It's also that they don't have the support they need because families aren't always together. Kids are going to school in one area and families work in the big cities and stuff. So there's a lot of reasons that actually contribute to this for young people almost losing that hope for their own futures, that influence how they see the future and they themselves in that future, if I can say that. And I think that's important too, is that we realize as family and parents and everybody to not always see the cup half empty, but rather see it half full and try to get our kids to see the positive things in life, but also be more aware. A lot of parents and family members work away and they can't get involved. And I'm not saying it's everybody, but the more involved we are with one another, the more we feel like we're supported and belong. And that's the important part here. It's also important to remember there are mental illnesses that we're not all equipped to deal with. Those are different circumstances. Then you have to reach out for professionals that can support you in those cases.
But one other thing that I've learned about men is them being afraid to even seek for help, even on health matters, besides mental illnesses and all that, or mentally challenging issues. Most men are afraid of going out and saying, oh, I need help. How can we encourage our loved ones to go out, especially our male counterparts, to say, when you're feeling like this, you really need to talk to someone about it? Most of them feel like they will be airing their dirty laundry to the world to see. So how can you encourage them? What do you say in us encouraging them? I don't know if we are doing it the right way, because most of the times in our communities, they'll be like, yo, you're a man. Men don't cry. So
men
yeah,
exactly.
So men would try to hide.
Call.
Yeah. So, but how can we say to them, be vulnerable, and this in the long run will help you?
So, Sirengile, that's often that thing, and it's not to one culture. The more research I do, I see it's mostly all over the world that men think they must take the lead, they must be strong, they're not supposed to cry, they always have to have it under control. And it's sad that it's like that. So the best way to address this is to get people that are willing to talk about it to lead and say, I am a strong man, but I can still talk about my emotions. I'm a strong man, but I can still have tears in my eyes. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, something like a walk is a good place to bring somebody. It's a non-threatening environment, so it's not like going to therapy where they can get lots of information and still reach out. The one thing that's good too is that men start talking to people that can assist them, and quite often men start support groups for themselves because they know the situation they're in. From our side, we must have more grace with people and listen better and reach out. And I want to say, don't point a finger if somebody shows a weakness. Rather see how we can support them and discuss it with them. And I've seen with some organizations, they start mentorship programs where more mature men take the lead and mentor younger men and say to them, let's help you on this route. Let's help you to become the whole self. And I can't remember the program's name now, but it's, and there's a stunning program, Johannesburg, that's running, that I've been made aware of, and it's really great. But that's how we're going to influence it. If it's men are leading men to understand you're allowed to just be yourself, and also not to be okay is still fine. Ask for help. That's actually a strength. It's not a weakness to ask for help.
Sure, it's not a weakness to ask for help. So when we join the You Matter Walk initiative, the one that's taking place, for example, on the 30th of September, are there going to be counselors there? What's going to be happening? Tell us about that day.
Yes, on the 13th of September, at the Big Red Barn. And I don't know if you've been to the Big Red Barn, but it's beautiful. Nature is so beautiful. You almost see God's hand in it. So on that day, there's going to be lots of organizations sharing information about where you can go. But there's also going to be counselors available that can walk with you. And we still have these set up groups that you can go and chat to somebody very informally, getting help or get guidance, if it's for you or friend or whoever. There's going to be lots of fun. We have the photo booth again. We've got all the fun talks with different organizations like Vista, Sadach, and everybody's going to deliver talks to give you guidance. And you're going to have real experts that will give you guidance about different topics.
Yeah.
Even on the teenager suicide rates and everything else. So there's a heap of knowledge that can be gathered. But there's also going to be a lot of support available for those that need it, that wants to walk with somebody and just share their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a load shared with somebody else is already half a load. So it's a fun day. I know it's a tough topic, but we want to break that stigma that we talk about it.
And so at what time are we starting? On the 13th?
It sounds like you're going to be here, so I can't wait to see you here. So the walk formally starts at 7 o'clock, but people can join any time, so it's not a race.
Yeah.
So they can start any time from 7, and we've seen most people start between 7 and 11. And we're closing out at around about 12. And then during the day, as I said, all the stands will have people that can help you and guide you with information.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a whole lot of teachers here that gathered information for their school kids. And it is stunning to hear them talk about what they want to share. And even Sadach then went to visit those schools. But And the talk starts, I think, at 8 o'clock and it continues till 11, and it's for free. So come and get that information, get to know what you can do in different circumstances, and come and collect that information that you can share it with somebody that in your life might need that help but didn't get a chance to come and join us.
Mm-hmm. Krisha, thank you so much for talking to us. In closure, what would you say for somebody who wants to be part of this walk, who is seeking for some clarity or some help of some sort where suicide is concerned and they need someone to talk to? What do you say in closure?
So, Sibongile, if they want to get involved like a volunteer, they can go to our website, which is www.umatterwalk.co.za, and they can get more information there. If it's somebody that struggles and need help urgently and want to talk to someone, I would say phone the Sadag Suicide Crisis Helpline. I'm just going to give you the number quickly. It's 0800 567 567, and I'm just going to repeat it. It's 0800 567 567, and it's important to reach out to get that help. For me, it's always the thing of you share the load with somebody and talk to them, you always see a new perspective. Because the thing about depression and suicidal thoughts, it takes your objectivity away. So it's really good to chat to somebody that can help you and give you the correct guidance. And just know you matter, you are important, and you are enough, that mm-hmm. person that needs to hear it. Mm-hmm. Please rather phone somebody to assist or reach out to us.
Wow. Thank you so much, Krisha. May God awesomely bless you. Thank you so much for coming out and talking to us and empowering others. Can't wait to see you on Saturday, the 13th of September, 2025, for the You Matter Walk, as we will be raising awareness and also talking about prevention of suicide. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ivangila, and have a blessed day, you too. And thanks for the heart-to-heart talk with me. I really appreciate it every time.
Awesome.
Have a blessed one.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
And family, do remember that if you are seeking for more information, you can visit their website, which is www.umatterwalk.co.za. And if you're feeling suicidal, there is help out there. You can reach out to SADC on 0800 567 567. It's 0800 567 567.
Tune in, grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.